This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final three games before the All-Star break. And the All-Star break next week, we'll have some fun with that. Plenty of All-Stars for each side. Carlos Rodon getting named as a replacement. I'm still waiting on Juan Soto to be named a replacement. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. What's the breaking point with that? Could it be as late as Sunday?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Did we find out an answer about Fried? Was it just that he's pitching Saturday?
I guess he's just not going to be able to.
He's fine. He's pitching tomorrow.
Right, so which means he wouldn't be able to throw in the All-Star game anyway, yes. So he's going to be replaced by Carlos Rodon.
Get an arm that can, I guess.
Yeah. Rodon, an All-Star. I mean, All-Stars aren't what they used to be.
He's not an All-Star. Star to me, I think I'm one of the only ones who does. Like I've defended him. I think it's a better way to frame it. He's not an All-Star this year.
He was having an All-Star start to his season, but then the last month and a half, he's come back down.
A couple of the higher profile duds. That's what bothers me.
He had nasty stuff. Oh, I'm sure Booney loves it, getting one of his guys there, Rodon and all that nasty stuff. But come on, he has not been an All-Star this year. But either way, he's going to be an All-Star. So, and look at that. The Mets and Yankees both getting a lefty starter in there as the replacements with Peterson and Carlos Rodon, who would have had both those guys to be All-Stars this year. Either way, 888-808-1019.
He's still on pace here.
What's his ERA?
His ERA is now 3.30.
All right.
But it was sub 3, really, up until the Mets game. All right, so he's on pace for 221 strikeouts, which is obviously a lot. And, he's on pace for 16, 17 wins. Yep. I mean, it's a healthy number, but, it's the flare-ups in the big spots that's, going to a playoff series. That's what's going to keep you on alert.
He might have all-star numbers, but a true all-star.
I didn't think an all-star this year.
Yeah, you just feel like it. By the way, you mentioned the Mets with Rodon, right? Mm-hmm. Think about what's happened since the Subway Series, whether it's prior to the Subway Series or since the Subway Series. I still can't believe that the Mets were able to take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. That shows you, because that was my whole thing a week ago doing that show out there, like, Mets aren't out of the woods yet. Yeah, they won 2 from the Brewers, but my God, they're walking into a potential buzzsaw here with the Yankees offense starting to get going, and they have no pitching. Prior to that series, that was the case. The Mets, it took everything they had to barely hold on and beat the Brewers 2 games. Prior to that, it was the Pirates series and just the weeks of getting beat up by the Braves and Phillies. And the Yankees, all right, they came in off the sweep, but you can see the bats getting hot. Since the Subway Series where the Mets somehow took 2 out of 3, the Yankees roll and swept the Mariners of all teams who had excellent pitching coming in. And then the Mets lose 2 out of 3 to Baltimore and can't hit. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't even say since the Mets series. I would say since the Bellinger play.
Right. Yeah,
I mean,
right.
Because the Mets won the series.
Good point.
And that's almost too literal for me. And I understand why people, and it resonates with me as well. But not to the point where I'm like, that's the season-altering moment. That's the season-defining play. Now, they go on to win something, do something special. I think it will be easy to conveniently look back at that and say, well, it really was. Well, I mean, some people actually believe that it is. I just don't think that one play can mask deficiencies enough. What I mean? So while they played better and they've done things we've been screaming about them to finally do that they've done, I just you know, I just didn't want to get broomed. I mean, yeah. And I didn't have the level of confidence that you did going into the series.
But everything
from a Yankee perspective,
right? But everything since then,
it's changed.
Would show that I was right to feel that way. It just didn't happen for those three games. Somehow the Mets bats were the difference, right? Going into last weekend, it was the Mets bats have to hit their way to a series victory because they don't have the pitching.
Correct.
And they did
and
that.
They did, yep.
And
did.
Now it's reverted back just two games later or 2 days later,
yeah,
where it's reverted back to the offenses. They had the one good game where they came back,
mm-hmm,
and they were lucky to do that. They came back in the game against yours, and then they got broomed yesterday.
Yeah, but think about one of the big blows there of McNeil, obviously. All right, so off of Weaver. You know, McNeil's been quiet since. And that, to me, that's one of the main concerns here about the Mets, where, and this is, I just want to actually reference a number. That's why I'm grabbing this. But the premise has been the same for a while. So yesterday, and again, it's a doubleheader. You can't lose two, or you shouldn't, to a bad team, but it happens. Not even going nuts over that. But four runs in 18 innings, and as much as I thought that Mendoza absolutely, and you and I, it was a good debate. You guys missed it. We were getting wild. Free Odyssey app, the Peterson pulling him, Mendoza, I think Mendoza absolutely dropped the ball. Sal did not. That was the meat of the debate. But in a 3-1 loss, the 1-4 hitters go 2-for-14 with five whiffs. In a 7-3 loss, the 1-4 hitters go 3-for-13. I mean, that is a 5-for-27, 5 or 6 hour day that I don't think is an outlier. I think that actually is a great way to look at these Mets. When the first three or four guys hit, they're good. When they don't, you can get swept by the Orioles, who stink.
Right, and they haven't done it enough over the last month or so. Even with Soto and Nemo having big months, they haven't done it enough to overcome the lack of pitching that they've had for the better part of June into early July.
Yeah.
They were starting to come out of it a little bit. The two games against Milwaukee, okay. Three games against the Yankees, they hit. And then the first game against Baltimore. Now, you wanted to say it's one bad day? Fine, I'm not going to go nuts. But I'm just surprised at how off of that, going into that series, I thought it was going to be one way. Then coming out of the series, it was a totally different way. And now it's went back to, okay, yeah, the Yankees bats were getting hot. It just took them the extra three games beyond the Mets. And the Mets reverted back to being the Mets, at least in the Baltimore series. Hey, they lost 2 out of 3. One day or not, they lost 2 out of 3.
It's tough to read baseball, man.
Yeah,
I mean, it really is. Like, not that we might not give a prediction on, oh, the Jets will win 7 or they'll win 11 or the Giants will win 3 or they'll win 10. Like, we miss the mark with that stuff a lot. You give out a season prediction, but like the night-to-night fluctuations and how we feel about both of these teams, you didn't really have that with the Knicks. Now, the Rangers season was not a good look for the Rangers, so there was a different energy this year with the Rangers, but generally, it's the Yanks and the Mets who twist us up in knots because baseball's changed so much, something you were saying the other day.
Well, we're talking about it on Tuesday. We can react to each game, but can't big picture, oh, just because the Mets lost 2 out of 3, now we're concerned about them, or vice versa, just because the Yankees swept, now they're going to be the World Series winner. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. Chris is calling from Port Jeff about those Mets. What's up, Chris?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, BT, Sal, how you guys doing?
Good. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
I'm watching this, and I've called a bunch of times. I love this team. I think we do need a stopper, but I'm watching this team hit, and we can't hit a beach ball. Like, so I'm sitting here and I'm a baseball guy and I'm looking at this and I'm like, is anybody telling Mauricio to step up in the box? Cause he can't hit anything under 90 miles per hour. Like, are the coaches telling him to step up in the box? Or is anybody telling Soto that he's rolling over every single swing, every single time? You know, BT, you know, you're Sal, I'm sure you know baseball too. You got to uppercut that.
Well, I didn't play it, Maris. So we can get that out of there.
Yeah, but you know, baseball, if you roll that top hand over, even all those balls that he smokes, they're top spinning in front of the right fielder every time.
Well, like, hold on.
I don't know.
Wait. Forget Soto hits, man. So Soto's not the guy to get on. So, I mean, come on.
I know what you're saying, Chris. Especially earlier in the year. And when he does it, he does roll over. He was pulling everything early in the year. You can't pick on Juan Soto. Oh, sorry, Chris, to cut you off there. You can't. Come on. You can't pick on Juan Soto. Has he been great with runners in scoring position?
No, he's not.
Okay, even when he got the base hit the other night, it's like, yeah, okay, like, you know, he hit it hard, but that's not what you want. You want a gapper. You want to no doubt about it. I'm not picking on Soto, but the offense as a whole with those three clicking together all at once just hasn't happened often enough. And yesterday it happened in two games in one day, so it magnifies it.
Yeah, the other thing he said, too, is the Mauricio stuff, like moving up in the box. And I know what he means. Like, all right, if you're – and he is very, very – he's had a lot of issues. Although he had a home run off the splitter the other night when nobody else was handling that splitty to start. He is just – he looks very raw against soft stuff, right? So I know what you mean. Move up in the box, get the soft stuff before it starts to really truly descend in the zone and you have a better chance of hitting it. But I don't even think it's that. I think it's just a recognition where he's so out in front, even if he scoots up 3, 4, 5 inches, I've got to give the Mets staff credit where, I mean, I give a high school staff, if that was the answer, like, all right, move up in the box.
Right.
It's about seeing the spin.
He's also a young player that doesn't have enough seasoning. You're learning the big leagues.
No question.
You're geared for the fastball because you don't want to get beat on that. So
yeah.
You're jumpy with that. Like, there's a lot of Chris, put it this way. If you can think about it, they have thought about it. And beyond that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's what I mean by, like the Mets staff has to.
That's why we were joking around the other day about, I can manage that team. Like, come on, realistically. And even something as simple as Jazz at third and LeMay still on the team. There's deep reasoning. Now, I don't agree with it. I don't like the patience, the extreme patience. But there's deep reasoning to why the Yankees did what they did for so long. We don't have to agree with it.
Well, I'm going to push back and say the only reasoning is money. It's rooted in money.
I don't believe
that's
that.
You actually think that they thought DJ was still good? I don't.
No, I think that they were trying to salvage whatever they could from DJ.
Because of the money.
I don't know if it was just, I mean, but they ended up cutting the $22 million anyway. So, I mean, you want to say for a couple years? Yeah, I thought that they were trying to make sure that there was nothing left in there. And also thinking that, by the way, this is not crazy. Now, I don't like this. I'd much rather Peraza at third. But they were thinking, okay, well, DJ at second and Jazz at third still is good, viable defensively. Because Jazz was, until he stopped making those throws.
Yep.
And then what happened is the media storm on top of it. Mm-hmm. And Jazz saying what he said, which I'm not sure he meant. Like, it came across like he wasn't happy, but that wasn't the case. And then it became a big thing, and Jazz was getting worse.
Yes.
So now Boone really had no choice but to say, okay, this wasn't the case. He wasn't this bad this often at third, but now it's gotten to a point where I don't think they he could come back from it, so now we got to move him. And once you decide to do that, now DJ is rendered useless. But the other iteration of it was LeMahieu's professional bat and can be serviceable at second, and you get Jazz at third. You're getting both those guys in the lineup, which in their minds was better than Peraza. At least there was some thought. I'm not saying I agree with it, but those are the reasons that go behind it.
Well, and the truth of the matter is, like, Jazz playing third base, I mean, you go back to the World Series play. Now, that one's more on Volpe.
Yeah.
But I think he should have made that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Pick, but to your point, the way he lost his way at third base came fast, and it became very accelerated quick.
Just recently.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. There were nights, matter of fact, watching him for the most part, I'm like, God, this guy's got a rocket from third base. I'm sitting there watching his plays, I'm much more impressed than worried. Whereas, you know, with DJ, whether it was at second or third, a lack of movement, at third, a lack of arm. Listen, I think at the end of the day, we could probably agree on a lot of things that we just said about DJ, but the motivation for me to see if he could still play a little bit, the carrot was the money.
I'm with you. Okay, I don't know about that specifically. And also, just maybe they think he's the better option than Peraza. I'm with you. Until Jazz, when he came back from the IL, I assumed, this was me assuming, not knowing anything, not talking to anybody, I assumed he was going to be... Call me crazy. I assumed he was going to be back at second base and DJ would play third. My assumption was based off of Jazz is a great second baseman, and that's his position. Now that you have DJ healthy and he can't move, put him at third base. I did not realize he couldn't make the throw.
Yeah.
So to me, I expected this to happen weeks ago because I just assumed LeMahieu can make the throw. Now the question is, okay, well, he can't make the throw. Do you cut him now or do you try to accommodate him and put him at second? They chose the latter. Until they couldn't live with Jazz at third anymore because, to your point, it quickly got worse for a variety of reasons.
But how could you not make the throw as a major league third baseman? I'm not asking you to be Greg Nettles or Brooks Robinson.
He physically can't do it.
Jesus. Well, then they should have cut him.
I get it. Eventually they did.
Yeah. Think about what you're saying. You're not saying, well, he's no longer a 330 hitter, which we obviously was not, right. Or he's not going to steal 15 bags, or he doesn't have the explosion to play second base up the middle and just cover that ground. Can't make the throw from third base. You can't do that. You can't be on the team.
Yeah. All I'm saying is there are reasons and thought that goes into it, experimental phase type stuff that goes into it with these managers at times, and we don't usually take that into account. Matt is in River Edge. What's up, Matt?
What's going on, guys?
How are you, Matt?
Hey, Matt.
I'm good. Yeah, no, so obviously I'm super pumped about the game last night. No, but one thing that stuck out to me is, I don't know if you guys noticed or if just my eyes deceiving me. Past couple of games looks like Austin Wells either made an adjustment mentally or physically in the box. You know, he just looks like he's been hitting the ball in the nose. And, you know, that two RBI single to tie the game, that was pretty awesome. And I feel like he's on the brink of, catching a hot streak.
Which is why, Matt, and thank you for the call, we've talked about this with the Yankee lineup being a potent lineup where they have threats up and down the order. You know me, BT, I was saying I'd have Wells hit behind Stanton in that order as opposed to Jazz. I certainly understand why Boone's done it the other way now because Jazz has been on fire, but yeah, Wells is a dangerous hitter as well.
I love him, man. You will remember I said last year going into the year that I thought he was going to be a 20 home run guy.
Yeah.
I saw his swing immediately. Now, to be fair, I didn't know that he was quite adept at framing and not that I really care as much about framing as blocking and throwing guys out. We've talked about that, but they care. So it's obviously got to be a point of reference. He's like in the 97 percentile framing, so he does that incredibly well. I just remember seeing him from day one. He struck me as a throwback. I don't know if it was the mustache or the swing. There was a presence and a little bit of a aura is a little bit strong, but I'll just stick with presence. There was a presence when he dug into the batter's box as a young hitter. I'm like, this dude looks interesting. Like I don't get too wrapped up in. He looks like a Yankee, but he kind of looked like a Yankee and like an older Yankee when the Yankees were winning championships and almost more like a 1970s Yankee with that stash. I just like the way he looked and I love this swing. Now, I don't know. Listen, he's going to be an all-star at some point, I do believe. He's going to hit 25, 28 home runs, maybe even this year at some point, I believe. Will he ever be, and I want you to answer this, do you think, because the power is undeniable, do you think he will be a 235 hitter for the rest of his career, or do you think there's a couple of 270-ish hit, 265 seasons in there?
I probably lean 230, but he's still a power threat. Remember, the Yankees changed last year when he was put behind Judge in the cleanup spot to protect him.
Yeah.
They took off, and you have that feel like, oh, Wells is going to do some damage here. You didn't want him coming up in a big spot from an opponent perspective because he strikes that fear in you. So, and then again this year, leading off.
I know.
Leading off
the home run.
Yeah, exactly.
Opening
so
day,
he was going to be their leadoff guy.
Yeah.
I think he's got a plus bat. I don't know how consistent that's going to be. You know, we can talk about whoever, Nimmo or McNeil. You talk about Wells. Like, where's Volpe? Like, so many times, a lot of players, even the best players, are inconsistent. So I don't know if I could trust that he's going to be a 270 offensive performance.
Yeah, no, I don't know that I can sign for that now. If I had a bet, I'd probably say more 270 than 230, but he's probably more in the middle, like 250.
What'd you take?
Well, there's no question. The one thing that he doesn't have, and most of his hard hit balls are pulled. Yeah, I'm not saying he needs to go opposite field as a lefty in spacious left center field. I'm not saying that. But, you know, I'd like to see a few more, gappers to left center, one-hoppers to the left fielder. Base hits, not home runs. Like, if I start seeing that more, then you might have a 270 guy.
Dino is calling from Bayside, Queens. What's up, Dino?
Hey, BT Sal, Yankee love. What's going on?
Dino?
Just quick, Sal, I didn't see you at Citi Field holding a sign, Soto, marry me. You're all over this guy. He's all egg face. He didn't make the All-Star team. He didn't get his bonus. I haven't seen his mom and dad. Maybe they're at Yankee Stadium. I don't know.
They missed the stadium.
No, they're probably in the suite at Citi Field, I would think.
Yeah, listen, look at the Astros. They gave up Tucker and Berkman, whatever is their third baseman, and they're still kicking it. So not one player is bigger than any team out there.
Okay. I'm not sure where this call is coming from. Do you think Juan Soto has not performed like an all-star?
I feel he's not worth the money they signed. I'm
okay,
sorry.
But Dino, he is to the Mets. You got to let it go, my friend. Get over it. Get over it. Soto's a Met. He chose the Mets over the Yankees. I don't know how many times you got to say it. He chose the Mets over the Yankees. Oh, and thank you for the call. He'll try to listen to himself on the radio.
Still trying that, huh, Dino?
Out of nowhere in the middle of July, that's a random, like, at least talk about Soto's either lack of hustle or whatever. He deserved to be an all-star for whatever reason he got snubbed. I think it's a popularity contest that the Mets have gotten the short end of the stick for, whether it be Lindor the last couple of seasons, even if you throw in Nimmo last year, and certainly Soto this year. That makes no sense. Juan Soto was an all-star by any stretch, any measurement possible. And he's worth every penny to the Mets. I don't know how else to say it. Like, we'll see what happens with the contract. But I don't put it this way. The Mets wouldn't do it. The Mets would do the same exact thing over again every single time.
Yeah, those are two separate things here. Listen, I said the other day, you know, anytime you have any sport, a gathering, a spectacle of your best players, you want them there. And so I said the other day that Juan Soto should be there, and I'm not going to backtrack on that. But the fact remains, if he played better the first 5 weeks, he would have been there.
I don't know.
Yeah,
no, because you could say that his numbers would have been better. How could his numbers be overall? His numbers already say he should be an all-star. So I see what you're saying, but like his June made up for his standard subpar first couple of months.
Yeah, but like I don't think there's this witch hunt or this mission to keep Mets who deserve it from going. Now there was some
I think that they have some unpopular players around the league. I don't think Lindor is well liked around the league, and I'm guessing that either there's some jealousy or people just don't like Soto. That's the players vote on this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the fans vote on the starters.
Correct, which is Lindor finally got in because he got voted in to start.
But I'm saying I think Soto's popular with the fans. Now, not Yankee fans anymore, right. But I think across baseball he's very well received. And I always thought that Lindor was appreciated by his peers. I actually do think that you're right about Soto because he's a different cat. He's a little bit to himself and, you know, he's bounced around a lot now, and, you know, the San Diego situation was not pretty. I don't think that, I think that was more of, from what I heard about the San Diego thing, and to exonerate him from that, I think, is that they weren't taking baseball as seriously as he wanted to see it, and had a lot of talent. Machado and all those guys there, and that bothered him, and it just wasn't a great fit with San Diego. I just think that him being an all-star, that's one thing, and I could say, yeah, he probably should be there, but the thing about the Mets having to spend that money and it being right for the Mets, I also agree with, but I also agree, and I said this from day one, they're going to lament, like, oh yeah, by the way, every other team in every other sport that gives players that kind of contract. Deal with it because you had to do what you had to do.
They had to do it.
Yeah.
It was the perfect storm with this guy, with this team at this time. But what I would say is that I would never do it again.
Yeah.
Like, I would just not be in the business of giving out big contracts like that. Also, if you were to opt out in 5 years, I would not be bringing him back.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Like, there's a lot of... Now, I agree with again, that. You know me. There's not a bigger Soto lover. This predates his time with the Mets, so me saying that should mean something. Like, I love Juan Soto. I'm not blind love like, oh, yeah, this is going to be great for 15 years. I don't care. That's Steve Cohen's money. Mm-hmm. He's got enough to spend. It's not my money. They did the right thing for now. Now, they've got to result in some championships here or a championship. It has to result in winning. Otherwise, what's the point? But 100 times out of 100, I would do it over, and I believe the Mets would do that over every single time.
Real fast. I know a lot of people play the game about, you know, rent-free in the head and the... I really don't care. You know, he's a hell of a hitter. It's still pretty interesting and fun to watch him hit if you just appreciate hitting, independent of fandom. But I will say that the one thing that I'm probably most... The All-Star thing is surprising. I am surprised that there's been three times now where not all Met fans, because some fans still have their heads in the cloud and he could do no wrong, but three times he has not hustled. And I did not expect that in year one. Yeah. I didn't see that with the Yankees as much. Now, he was also had a great year. And Judge behind him, like, he didn't have a bad month. He got off to a great start. So there was no, like, well, what's going on with this guy? Why is he hitting 220, not hitting for power? He was great. Judge was awful. He was great the first month. But I think he hustled a little more. I can't prove that. I feel like he hustled more with the Yankees. But in year one, like, if it's happening in year one, It's going to happen more in year two, a little more in year three, and Met fans are going to grow tired of that.
You're going to be on vacation next week, and you're getting it started today. I know you just boys' night out last night. You had a little dinner with Colt,
yep.
Who's hanging around the studio the last couple of days, and you're going to see Superman after the show? Is that
right?
Yeah,
I'm going to go see. I love going to the movies. I've said that a million times. I don't know if it's going to be good.
Well, what made you pick Superman?
He did. He said, okay. He said, Dad, what do you think about Superman? I'm like, yeah, I saw it as a kid. Now, when I was growing up, I was a huge Batman guy. Not really Robin, but loved Batman. And Spider-Man was my favorite.
Hmm.
And now, this is also years ago. I mean, the explosion of superheroes has obviously changed. So this is more the core staple. Love Spidey, love Batman, loved Aquaman, liked Iron Man, the whole the Justice thing. Like, I liked some of those guys.
Have you seen all these movies?
Some.
Okay.
Spider-Man
ones are terrific.
I love the Spidey ones. I saw Aquaman. I haven't seen all of them.
I
you know, there's a lot. You know, Iron Man, a couple came out. I've seen the first one.
I love the Iron Man
one. You saw all of them?
Thor was good, yeah.
I didn't see Thor. Yeah. Okay, Thor was part of the crew, the Incredible Hulk back in the day. I was never a Superman guy. I just thought Superman was weak. Like, there was nothing about, even though he was Man of Steel, the exact opposite way. Like, there was nothing about him. Like, Batman was cool with the belt and walking up buildings, and Spidey was swinging from buildings with the webs. Like, Superman could just break in half and fly. Like, I never was attracted to his superhero powers as a young kid, but I did love the original movie in the late 70s or early 80s, whatever it was, with the great Christopher Reeve.
And then they did do, and Hoff, maybe you could help here, they did do a Superman, like, either reboot or remake years back, right? This one, and maybe this is like the second version of that, what I would say, and I love them all, but I'm with you. Like, if I had to pick one, I'd choose Batman or Spider-Man. I just find those stories more interesting. Although, I used to love the show Lois and Clark with Terry Hatcher.
I never saw that
with,
once.
With Dean Cain was Superman.
Oh, now, wait. Dean Cain, he was Superman,
Dean
actually.
Dean Cain was Superman in that show. It was called, I think it was called Lois and Clark.
Yeah, it was called Lois and Clark. Yeah. And that's how I figured out Terry Hatcher, and that's how I figured out a lot of things in life.
Terry Hatcher, yeah, exactly right. So, I remember watching that show, and now that I think back, like, my father used to watch it on Sunday nights, whatever, so we used to watch his family, but, you know, instead of watching for Superman, he was probably watching for Terry Hatcher, and I can't blame your dad. But either way, we saw the Superman promo during the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure.
We definitely did.
I don't think it looks good.
It doesn't, and I've seen it a few times in recent movies that I've taken both of my kids to. It's boys' weekend. We're not going to the bar. I mean, he's 10 years old. We got to figure stuff out, man.
I get it. All I'm saying is I'm going to be, I want to see it too. I just hope it's not bad. I was disappointed with the trailer so far, or the commercials that we saw.
Well, he said, it's funny you say that, because he was saying that he's like, the trailer looks really good. And I'm like, yeah, Colt said that this morning, and we were watching it again. I'm like, Colt, every trailer looked good. Look, that's the point of a trailer, to get you interested in a movie.
Yeah, right.
I don't think it's going to be great, but I'll tell you what, I'll be sucking down a bucket of popcorn with butter, a little Sprite action, maybe some Twizzlers as well, hanging out with my boy.
There you go. Let's go. You already know your go-to.
Always.
Your go-to.
So, by the way, this is the third installment of movies for Batman.
For Superman.
Right. What are we talking about?
Yeah, Superman.
Superman. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. The AI again has failed us, Hoff. All right, so what do we have?
Fourth.
You're talking about the Christopher Reeves version, right?
Christopher Reeve.
Yeah.
There's this guy, Brandon Routh, from 2006, which nobody knows. And that was terrible. I think Gene Hackman was in that one.
Okay.
Oh, Gene Hackman was, and it wasn't good?
It was terrible.
I don't recall. I might have seen that.
Hackman was in the original.
Originals,
one.
Yeah. Then maybe this was somebody else.
I don't think it was Gene Hackman.
It was another, like, star-studded actor that played Lex, and he was terrible.
What else? Batman versus Superman?
Man of Steel, which was Henry Cavill.
That one was great.
That was good.
What year was that?
2013.
That was great. Not good. Great.
Wow.
Man of Steel was great.
Was it?
Yeah. Who was the lead female in that?
I don't have that.
Okay. What do you mean you don't have it?
They have the directors. They have... No, I don't have... I'm not
front
of IMDb.
You keep doing your thing.
Then I got Batman versus Superman, which is the next...
That was Ben Affleck played Batman.
And Henry Cavill stayed in that one. And then now this one is the fourth installment, with David Cornsweet.
But here's my...
Amy Adams, by the way.
Cornsweet? Amy Adams. Good choice.
Amy Adams was the lead in Man of Steel.
Good choice.
Haven't seen that, that was a great Superman movie. So this one is on its own.
What's this guy's name?
Cornsweet.
Corn sweat?
That's the C-O-R-E-N-S-W-E-T.
Could be corn, but I don't know if the east side. Corn, either way,
that's the name of the name Superman,
Superman
actor?
Let
that's
alone Superman. Anybody.
Corn David Corn. You have to be Superman to have that name.
All right, but so, yeah. So this is a different branch. It's a different iteration of the Superman movie.
Yeah. But is it so it's not the story? Like, so, because Colt's never seen this stuff. So we go today. Is he basically seeing in the year 2025 what I saw in 1980? Like Superman comes to Earth and like the Kryptonite and Lex Luger. I don't even know what I'm going
so
to watch.
Considering
now that I think about it.
Considering I haven't seen the movie or the trailer, I have no idea.
Okay. Gotcha.
But I would say this. I don't know about this one either. I don't know if it's the start of or a continuation. The Man of Steel 1 will be tough to beat. That was a tremendous
wow.
movie.
All right.
BT,
good to know.
Yeah, BT and Sal on the... Either way, it's going to be great. Enjoy it. BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019. Mark is in Oceanside. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Here's what concerns me about the Mets, Sal. We got five young players, and none of them are showing out. You got Mauricio, Vientos, Alvarez, Beatty, and Acuna. None of them have stepped up and look like really good ball players. Mauricio is very raw, so I can't tell. But the other guys, I just don't see it. And if we get no production out of all our young players, it's going to be a hard road to hoe this year and next.
Well, they're going to trim the fat a little bit, Mark, and thank you for the call, where it's not going to be all of those guys. I don't think you're going to see Beatty get much more of a runway, especially if the Mets add another bat. Now, who knows, with Winker being the being out at DH, maybe they give Beatty a little bit of run there. I've seen enough of Beatty myself. They gave him a fair opportunity. Defensively, he's not good enough to where he needs to be. Offensively, it comes and goes. I think Viento should get a ride out here, even from a DH perspective. And you'd want to shore up defensively at third base if you could, which is why I don't love the idea of Beatty or Vientos being there. Mauricio is probably their best defensive third baseman. He's probably their best all-around third baseman, but he's raw, so they have an issue. Forget Acuna. He's going to be a bench player for now. That's a useful bench player. But I don't – Alvarez, more important. I would say Alvarez, Vientos out of that bunch are the two more important guys.
Alvarez and Vientos. I would say bigger picture, I'm a Mauricio guy.
Right.
For this year, right. I probably agree with those two names.
You could put Mauricio in there. I'm just talking about –
I think he's a little bit too raw at this point.
I guess the point is Acuna and Beatty, their development this year is going to be irrelevant to the Mets trying to win a World Series, because I don't think Beatty's going to be a factor, and I don't think Acuna's going to be an everyday player. He'll be a useful bench
player.
Beatty
might be a factor. He's got to play third base every day.
Yeah, but I don't think that
saying if he has to.
I believe that they'll go with Mauricio. Now, this is just me. I believe they'd go more with Mauricio instead of Beatty and give Vientos more of an opportunity.
They might.
Alvarez is a big problem, though. He's done nothing, and he's expected to do a lot. So he's got to come back, and he's got to hit.
He's got to hit.
Can't be
hit. And he's got to defend better, too. That betrayed him as well.
All of
getting
the above.
Sloppy back there.
All of the above.
By the way, Sal,
yeah.
Good news, maybe. 82% on the tomato meter. That's not good.
What would Man of Steel get? Can you pull that up?
I can. Popcorn meter is 95%. Here's what I don't get. So obviously everybody knows Lois Lane. Crypto, his dog. Me neither. When Superman gets drawn into conflicts at home and abroad, his actions are questioned, giving tech billionaire Lex Luthor the opportunity to get the Man of Steel out of the way for good. Will intrepid reporter Lois Lane and Superman's four-legged companion. I mean, he'll like the dog aspect as a 10-year-old kid, but that just seems a little corny to me.
Where do you find the ratings? Because I'm on
I have the Rotten Tomatoes.
For Man of Steel, what'd they
get? Man of Steel was 57%.
Wow.
And the popcorn meter was 75%. Now, right now, I think you gave this just now.
82 and 95?
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah, that's low for Man of Steel. I thought that was a tremendous movie. And if they're saying this one's better, okay.
All right, maybe we're in for a treat today, Sal.
I thought Man of Steel was great. Ted is in Hewlett. What's up, Ted?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Always great to listen to you. You're amongst the best on the radio.
Thanks, Ted.
So, first of all, just
did you say amongst?
Movies?
Yeah, I'm a slightness for here,
no,
man.
No. Listen, actually, you know what?
Just
I called
kidding.
In a long time ago. And I said, the two of you are the best because I love how you work together, having two instead of one, and how you feed off of each other, and you don't always agree with each other, and you talk it out, and you get both sides. Amazing.
We appreciate that.
You are the best. You are amongst one of the better callers. Thank you, Ted. You fit right in here, buddy.
Okay. So, listen. First of all, I loved it. I want to talk about the Yankees, but I loved it when you were talking about the movies. I used to see three movies a week. But I completely disagree with you about the trailer to the new Superman movie. It looks fantastic. And then you talk about the ratings.
Dog?
Yes. I think it looks great. And the ratings prove it. I haven't seen the movie yet, but the people that have agree. Yeah. So maybe you're missing something there.
I hope so.
Let's talk Yankees for a second. So you were talking before about Cody Bellinger and how that play has been a defining moment, whether or not it was.
Yep.
I think psychology plays such a huge role in baseball because winning teams win and losing teams lose, and they go on streaks. And I think a lot of that is because of psychology. And when you win a game in a dramatic fashion, it makes players feel better. It can make them more confident. I mean, what's the difference between Juan Soto at the beginning of the season and now? I think it's more psychological.
Oh, the weather. Maybe the weather.
Maybe. But so anyway, I thought that was a defining moment. And they've been winning a bunch of games since then. And then I also think last night, Volpe, I think he was the star of the game last night. I think he won the game. Not Anthony. I mean, Judge, it was nice that he hit a pop-up, but we were lucky to score on that 9 out of 10 times. The runner on third isn't scoring on that play. I hope Volpe gets the credit. I hope psychologically gives him a boost, because if it does, he's like a weak link, certainly up at bat.
Yeah, he can't.
And I'd love to see him start hitting.
To me, though, Ted, and thanks for the call. I think people have given him credit for his speed and the slide. Tough to say he's the star of the game last night, where he was placed on second base because of the new rule, the ghost runner. Like, you got to earn your way on the base before you start calling him a star player. The hope is, though, that maybe he does feel better about himself and starts to actually perform now here for the Yanks, because they're going to need him to a certain extent. That would really lengthen out that lineup and be a game changer if he could ever get going.
God, that'd be nice. I mean, there was even a play up the middle last night. I think it was in the later. Was it in the extra? Whatever. It was late. And it was like a soft grounder up the middle. He pulled Rice off the bag. It wasn't even a good throw. Do you remember that play?
No, I don't.
Rice came off very, very nicely, you know, caught it and swiped.
I think I do remember that now, yeah.
And Anthony was kind of like right behind second base, and it wasn't a long throw. Granted, he's a little bit off balance, but he also won a gold glove a couple of years ago. So I just think that he is a mental mess right now. And if the last caller about the psychological aspect is in play with, you know, hopefully it attaches some karma to Volpe, he can use it. I was genuinely happy for him last night, but now you got to start hitting.
Call of the day with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, here we have a little special call of the day today with BT and Sal. So yesterday we had a caller, Clem from Rockland, call up and talk about his love for Surfside and all of that, which got me thinking, well, where is Clem from Surfside? We're dry here right now at the station. Last year he delivered that pallet after his Sixers took it on the chin from our Knicks. Time for another bet, so we welcome in Clem from Surfside right now. Clem, how are you?
I'm good. What's going on, Sal?
All right. So how are you feeling? You heard the call yesterday from your name part there, Clement Rockland. You ready to make a bet here, Mets Phils? I need a pallet. We at the station need another pallet of Surfside.
We're empty.
We're empty. We loved it so much. You know how much we love it. So we need to get refilled. What do you think? A little Mets Phillies bet?
I'm ready to go. What do you guys want to do? We got a series coming up.
All right, well, I'd probably do the division, and BT, you can interject and help out. They have seven.
Set it up.
They have seven games. Go ahead, Clem.
No, listen, I was going to offer my condolences, because yesterday I looked at it and I said, well, we're basically tied. I think the Phillies were a half game ahead and the Mets had a game in hand. And then I woke up this morning and the Mets are behind a game and a half.
Yeah.
What happened?
Right. Exactly. Well, the Mets got swept in a doubleheader, as you, I'm sure, well know. Thank you for rubbing that in. Now, look, unfortunately, Clem, we couldn't do this when we would normally do it because the Sixers didn't make the playoffs. So I could also ask you what happened.
How about summer league bet?
I mean,
NBA.
You know, it's so bad. I'm canceling my season ticket. We'll see. Unless they cut the price in half.
Are you actually?
They won't come down on the price. They want basically championship contender pricing for lottery tickets.
Why don't you take that investment and go to the Garden and you can watch Jalen Brunson?
Real team.
The Nova. All right, so Mets Phils here, Clem. Mets Phils, they have seven games left in the regular season, three in August at Citi Field, four late in the year. Unfortunately, that's not going to get us the product soon enough to enjoy for the summer. We might as well just make it a division bet, I think.
You think so? That's the way to go, the big picture thing?
I would think so. Let's make it a division. You feel comfortable, Clem, that the Phillies are winning the NL East, or you think that they're gonna cough that up as usual?
Oh, 100% confident. 100% confident. Let's do it. And for your end of the deal, you'll be wearing a Bryce Harper jersey.
Oh, yeah. Now, is it full uniform? I will do whatever you request. I am so confident in my Mets that they would deliver just the way the Knicks did for us against the Sixers, because you know New York, we own Philly outside of the Eagles. Not gonna be making any Giants or Jets bets.
No football bets.
BT, that's your realm. You want to get into Jets, Eagles?
Yeah, we won't go there.
But yes, I will wear a Bryce Harper jersey, the jersey of your choice, Clem. You can pick the jersey. Right. You could pick the hat. If you need me in full uniform, so be it.
I got the jersey by you. It's got to be Chase Utley.
Chase Utley.
Clem, Chase Utley, buddy.
That's the man. Philly legend.
A little dirty.
All right. So
is that your least favorite, Sal?
I hate Chase Utley. Yeah.
We got to make it the most painful. So I'm good with that.
No, I didn't mean to do that to you, partner. I'm just having fun.
No surf side for you. All right, Clem. So deal. It's on.
And what about BT? What's BT wearing?
Like I said, Sal wins. BT wins. BT, Sal loses. BT looks the other way.
How about Darren Dalton jersey?
Darren Dalton. I don't hate the Phillies.
Dykstra. Where are we going?
Listen, the Phillies are good. Hey, Clem, Philly's a good in my book. It's called 2009.
Yeah, see,
remember that one?
Here's the thing, Clem. It's not going to hurt BT. It's not going to hurt BT because he's a
Yankee. I like the way it's better.
I hear you. I'll do whatever you guys want. I'm alone for the ride. I'm in.
All right, so we'll figure it out as a tandem. Right. We should also get Hoff.
We'll figure that
out. Hoff, too. Yep, hey, he's in.
Listen, I'm a good sport. I'm going to send you guys some product ahead of time. I don't want you to be dry.
Nice. Look at you, Clem. This is why we love you, and we love Surfside, truly. I've brought it to BT's house plenty of times, actually. I know you didn't enjoy the playoffs this year with the Sixers, but we went to watch many playoff games at BT's house, Surfside for everybody.
We're still riding the high from the NFL. Okay. I mean, it was parade on Broad Street. It was everything.
That is true. You did have the Eagles. We can't get you there. All right, so we are on. I will dress in the Chase Utley Phillies garb. If the Phillies win the division, you will send us here at the station a full palette of Surfsides when the Mets win the division. Deal?
You got it. Deal. But,
Clem, you are the man. Thank you very much. And you've heard how much people love the product. I don't know how you did it. It tastes delicious. It's so good. Thank you for the Surfside. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. And hey, shout out to Clem from Rockland. If he gets his information, we'd love to send him some goodies.
Wow. Look at that.
This guy's the man of the people.
Clem, you're the man. We'll be in touch.
Take care of Clem from Rockland, right? I mean, he's got the right name and he's drinking the right product.
He's got the right teams, too. He's not a Philly guy.
Exactly. Clem, we'll be in touch throughout the course of the rest of the season here. Division on the line, Mets, Phils. We appreciate the time and we love the product. Thank you, Clem.
Yeah, it's great.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
Yeah, right. Clem Pappas.
He's a good dude, man.
Yeah, he's really a good dude. How about that, taking care of Clem and Rockland?
Hold on. So you're not an idiot. You knew that he was going to probably do something like that.
For Clem and Rockland? I have no idea.
Oh, for Clem. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think about sending us some stuff independent of the bet.
I actually didn't. But
thought he might. Like, you didn't think that, I mean, by the way, he's dropped the hint, too. Wow, it's not going to do anything for us during the summer, but Clem's not going to pick up on that. Good job, I'm saying.
I am saying, Surfside.
I'm dry. I'm empty.
We want to have by the pool, by the beach.
Oh, I know. But you let him know.
The division's not going to be over until September. I mean, unless the Mets really go on a tear here.
Mission accomplished.
Now, do you think the Mets are going to win the division?
No, I don't. I think Clem's going to win this bet.
You think I'm going to be sitting here in a Chase Utley jersey?
I do. I actually, and I'm not just because I'm Mets, I think the Phillies are better. I do.
See, I wouldn't make the bet if I didn't believe that the Mets were the better
team. I'm not saying that you're...
I mean, I might make it anyway, but in this case, I really do believe that.
I think the basis of your bet is, for you, derived from a place that you truly believe in. I said a while ago, I think the Mets will get the wild card. I think the Phillies win the division.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.